Well, how would you describe its taste?
Well, I'd say it's rank.
Rank?
Yeah.
You ever heard people say it's rancid?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you call this thick, sour milk that some women keep around and make stuff out of it?
Clabber.
Clabber? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard clabber called anything else?
Well, I believe they call it whey.
What kind of cheese can you make from clabber?
I don't know.
Is that the stuff they make cottage cheese from?
I don't know. I really wouldn't say.
Okay. What do you have to do with the milk once you've milked the cow to get the impurities out of it?
Pasteurize it. Mm-hmm.
That involves straining the milk?
Well, you strain the milk when you milk it, but that don't purify it.
What do you call this stuff that's, you might have it for dessert? It's baked in a deep dish, maybe out of apples or peaches or something like that, and it has a crust over it, not necessarily a pie, but a... You ever heard of a cobbler?
Yeah, a cobbler.
Apple cobbler?
Yeah.
Or peach cobbler?
Yeah.
If somebody has a real good appetite, you might say about him, well, he sure does like to put away his...
liver.
Yeah. You ever heard of anything of, is vittles an older term, or
yeah.
What?
You might say it is.
Do you hear a lot of people say that around here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would you call a type of sweet liquid that you might pour over something, like a pudding or gingerbread or something like that? Or maybe, well, what do you were telling me you like to make barbecue what?
Salt.
Yeah. Is sauce and gravy the same thing?
No, it's not.
How could you describe the difference between sauce and gravy?
Well, sauce is that's more of a sweet stuff. That's right. We pour that. That's sweet, and gravy is not. That's made from meat and all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you call food that you take between regular meals? You say you're gonna have a.
Snack.
And the word, would, when you get up, let's say about 7 o'clock in the morning, you go in the kitchen and do what?
Fix breakfast.
And then you, after you fix it, you
eat.
Yeah. Talking about eat, you might say, well, I eat breakfast now. Yesterday I...
skipped a meal.
Okay, well, let's say using that same word, eat. Today I eat, but yesterday I...
eat.
Uh-huh, and I have
eaten.
Uh-huh, okay. What do you call that hot liquid that people like to drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
Mm-hmm. How is coffee usually prepared?
Different way. People put in old time in coffee pot and then percolator, dripper later.
And if you're thirsty in the summertime, you might go in the kitchen and get yourself a what?
Cold, right?
Mm-hmm. Or you'd usually just turn on the
faucet.
Yeah, and get some
ice water. Mm-hmm.
And you'd put that in a what?
Glass. Mm-hmm.
Are there any different types of glasses you might use to hold water?
Well, you used to have old tumblers, goblets. Mm-hmm.
What about if somebody asks you, how much did you drink? You say, a lot of it.
Big day for something like that.
Okay. You drink something now. Yesterday you...
drank it.
Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of water.
I've been drinking a lot of water.
Okay. If dinner's on the table and people are just standing around the table waiting to begin, if you didn't want to keep on standing, you'd say, well, go ahead and
have a seat.